tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? My name is Nicole Brazier. Welcome to the second episode of AfterBuzz TV Mob Wives. This episode is called Hampton's Hangover. And with me are some amazing panelists. But more importantly, we have a surprise guest with us today in studio. Everybody give it up for Renee Graziano. Introduce themselves, of course.
What's up, everyone? I'm Paulina Aguilar, and you can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar.
And I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And I am Howard III. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Howard III.
And I'm Renee Graziano, and you can find me in the middle of the drama.
Excellent. Oh, my God. Nice. I'm like, feeding in live right now on our YouTube. So please, guys, chat with us. We'll try to answer your questions the best that I can. I got to mute this laptop because it's distracting me so much. But more of a distraction is you, Renee. I mean, you have been here in Hollywood for what, like 2 days now?
I've arrived on Sunday.
On Sunday. Yes. Okay. And today is Wednesday?
For a week.
For a week. Great. Mm-hmm. And you've done a lot of press, okay, right? Since you've been in town, I'd stalked you for like 2 hours today.
But I enjoy press.
Yeah, and you're great with it, too. So you've been on KTLA. You've been to Playboy TV.
Yes.
But your interview with KTLA was really interesting because you, right off the bat, they asked you about your dating life.
You know, a lot of people ask me about my dating life, which is null and void. There is no dating life. I'm not in the position to date because I'm not 100% with myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You said you regret being honest about your addictions and stuff to the public on one of, you know, these press junkets that you've done. So why do you regret it?
Okay. What I regret was in season 4 to let people see me at my weakest, which was that hot tub scene. When I couldn't control myself. Mm-hmm. That's what I regret. As far as sharing my addiction with other people, I don't regret that because I know that I've helped others because people do suffer the way that I do. It's been in my life, in my family, it's always been hush hush under the rug. You're not allowed to talk about it. So my sister Jennifer,
who is the producer of Mob Wife,
she gave me a voice, and it was and she purposely let me see myself stoned, so in hopes I wouldn't ever get stoned again. Mm-hmm. Because it was very ugly. Very ugly.
But for people who have addiction problems, don't you think you were a good voice for them to almost inspire them that change is possible?
Well, what I can say is that after the episode aired, when I went to rehab, mm-hmm. 7 people did check in. So I guess I did the right thing.
Yeah. It was better than 0.
How does that make you feel?
That's commendable.
It makes me feel wonderful. I just feel bad for my son.
Your son. Why don't we talk about him real quick? AJ. How old is AJ?
This episode was so fun with AJ and Andrea.
I loved it. I love you.
You're such a stereotypical New York mom. You know that, right?
He's
begging him to move in with you.
I got him a Rolex. I got her a Cartier watch.
Yes. You are so cool.
I will bribe. Yes.
You're a good mama-in-law.
He's all I have that I did right. That,
the mobster-in-law. We call him mobster-in-law.
They're normal. They're normal. I don't want them to be anything like me growing up at all.
They seem normal, too. I follow them on Instagram.
They do. They're great.
How old are they?
AJ's 21 and she's 22.
Oh, dang.
Babies. She's got the older mama.
Yes. I send them away as much as I possibly can. All my money goes to them, basically, and it's worth it.
So, since, you know, obviously days have passed since the episode we saw tonight, have they moved in with you?
I don't think AJ wants to live with me. It's going to take a lot more than a watch and a car.
And a medium.
I will say.
Yes.
Yeah,
That surprised me so much.
Was that on this?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't get to finish tonight's episode.
We got you. That was.
I think
with the little girl playing.
Can I curse?
Yes.
I can curse.
You can say.
They're full of shit. Okay.
That's what I wanted to know, if it was true.
Okay.
The whole thing about cleansing some people in your life, I'm like, no, that cannot be.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to cleanse me. You got to dip me for about 15 minutes. Okay?
You've been there, done that. Last season, you got cleansed.
Yeah, but
right?
They didn't dip me for as long as they should have. Actually, believe it or not, the woman that came to my house, she's never been there. She drew the staircase, and she said there was a young child who used to love to play with my jewelry. Wow. My jewelry is hung all over the house, and I would always hear it move, and I'm saying to myself, could this possibly be, or did I take a pill? What is it?
It's real.
At the end of the day, if there is somebody there, it's harmless. I mean, I believe in all those type of things, but I also believe in
God. Did somebody previously own your home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then there we have
it. And I have no doubt.
Yes. Yes.
I just love that AJ and Andrea were so serious about it. You asked, would you please move in? And they go, it's haunted.
Yes.
And he knew.
And he wouldn't take a shower. But it's funny because I'm the same way. Unless someone's in the house, I won't shower. So, you know, maybe.
I used to make my mom sit in the bathroom with me.
Okay. Yeah. See, now I don't feel
so alone.
Bad. Although my son ain't sitting in the bathroom with me.
My mom's back in the Bronx right now. My mom's like so afraid of the Bronx. She's back in the Bronx. She's like,
you know what? Whatever's going to be is going to be.
Exactly. It's New York. Okay. So you told, you didn't say this, but this is what Radar Online says about you. They said that you said that you didn't want to finish this last season of Mob Wives.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I relapsed, and my depression really took over me, and it just made me feel the truth. I was just done with life. I was just done with everything. I don't think people realize how bad depression gets, but it eats at your heart and it eats, you know, at your mind. And me being so sensitive, I just wanted to call it a day. I felt like I'm going back to the same bullshit with the girls. I'm going to get picked on. I'm not as confident as people think I am. I have a lot of insecurities with my physical self, and I didn't want to deal with it. And I felt maybe I should leave, but if I left, that means I quit on my sister.
Yeah.
Right.
And I could never do that to her because she...
And you're a really loyal person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are very
loyal. And you don't rat.
There you go.
But you
clearly.
You're not supposed to.
So, because you started it with Jen.
Yes.
So obviously you're going to end it with your sister.
Well, I'm so proud of my sister.
Do you feel that way about any of the other girls on the show, being that some of them started with you and some of them, here they are at the end with you?
Karen is like a sister. Mm-hmm. And regardless of everything with her dad, I know Karen since she's 8 or 9 years old. So there's that automatic pass. Yeah. Although Karen and I did not speak for a long time. And it took Karen had to explain to me everything, and I couldn't comprehend it until it happened to me with my son. And then I understood what she meant. However, I do not have to accept newcomers that have the same situation. And that's where...
Do you want to dive into that?
Well, no, that's where we are in the beginning of the season. You see that I'm not very welcoming to the new girl, Brittany.
Yeah.
Mm. Although I don't blame her for what her family's done. I just don't feel that I need to bring any more negative light to my situation.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that.
Yeah, and given your situation, being on Mob Wives and putting yourself on display like that, do you feel like that has really amplified your depression or relapse or anything that has happened thus far?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know what? My depression was quiet because nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
So I dealt with it differently. Now it's out there in the open. And, you know, when someone calls you bipolar or you're crazy or you're this or you're that. And then, you know, I have to sit and think, well, maybe I am. Maybe I need some sort of help, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I went for it. And I'm doing well. And whatever I am, I am. You know what? I'm Renee, and that's good
there
enough.
There you go.
We're glad to see you all up and healthy and
thank you.
Happy.
Yeah, everything that I've read today and everything they've seen, you know, even, you know, and looks can be deceiving, and I totally get it, right? You look good and calm, cool.
You look fabulous.
On the outside. Truly. Depression is a huge issue. I mean, my mother suffers from depression. My aunt suffers. I mean, my, you know, it's in our genes. I totally get it. Hence why I live here in Los Angeles.
And it's something you can't see. Yeah, it's an internal situation.
And I respect your honesty. You know, I think everybody does.
Thank
it's
you.
A hard thing to put out there. So can we just talk about Britney and and that issue for 1 second? So you told Hip Hollywood, and I love this. Like, it was like a 2-minute little interview with you. You said your piece, and it was perfect.
I'm going to take a sip.
Go ahead. I'm going to quote you. You said, you wouldn't do anything criminal to have put your child in foster care. But you said, if I did, you have family back home, your, you know, whether it's your mother or your uncle or this or that, your cousins, that could take care of your son, AJ. And you're sure that Britney's mom could do the same. Are you guys following this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then you close with, if Britney's mom chose to commit criminal activity and then to lessen her sentence, tattletales, which Renee is not, you wouldn't do that. So can you just, like, follow up with like something else from that, because I loved that, and I wrote down, because you're not a rat, and then you close out with something funny. You said you would rather put AJ in a convent over foster care.
Yes. Okay. What happened was I said something very stupid on the show. I said, well, I would send my son to foster care.
Yeah, we talked about that. We weren't happy about that.
Nobody was. Right. I'm not sending my son to foster care. I'm going to send him to my parents or my sisters. Now, if I didn't have my family, I would send them to a convent, because you can. I found out. Okay,
she researched it.
I researched this. However, Britney's mother did what Britney's mother thinks is right. I don't agree with it.
And I didn't realize why you didn't agree with it until I watched this video of you. Because then it made sense to me. Mm-hmm. It makes things a little bit more clear for me. I don't know about you guys.
Well, if you commit a crime, okay, and you get caught, you have a child, so you're going to tell on other people to lessen your sentence just because... No, you don't have kids and don't commit crimes. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
But whatever her mother did, that's on her. She has to live with it. Britney defends her mother. Of course, you have to defend your parent.
Right. That's,
but I don't have to agree with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with it. So I think that's where we are.
But that's... And that just shows, like, the old school authenticity, if you will, about you.
No, that's integrity, honey.
Integrity.
It's not about old school. That's about integrity and morals.
And I love that about you. And
thank
I
you.
And I
love, I know, and I wish they could have shown that in the episode.
Because
they flashed
there was
this,
more to it.
Yeah.
But they didn't
they
let
take
me
it out.
They didn't
edit.
Let me finish it.
Right.
They ended it with, well, your mother's wrong.
Exactly. Right. And if you could have explained it even just for a moment.
Which I did explain to her. She's like, well, my mom didn't have anybody. And I wanted to say, well, she shouldn't have did it then. You know.
That's fair. You completely.
Yeah. I mean, and you did go through this whole thing last season, doing the baptism and trying to show the public, like, you're really trying to move past this life that pretty much consumed your entire existence. And that's why... You said, I have a problem that Britney's parents cooperated.
I have a problem because it happened, because it was directly done to my family. So I don't know anybody that would be comfortable being around people that told to make their sentence lighter and sent other people to jail that wrecked other families. My son's father did it to my dad, my best friend's husband, who has 4 kids, my uncle. So how do you want me to be friends with somebody? It's not the kid's fault. However, it makes me uncomfortable. And free choice. I am entitled to pick who I want in my circle. Right. And I don't want her in my circle.
So I guess more of that's going to unfold as the episodes go on this season.
I think I've said everything that I had to. I voiced my opinion, and I don't want to pick on the kid. She's a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't know any better just yet. She will as she gets older.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, she, whatever. Like, she's this much to me. She don't.
Yeah.
She's a baby.
She, her and Marissa. Can we talk about Marissa?
At least Marissa's 30 with the child.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How old is Britney?
Britney's 25. She might as well just be my son's age. Like, it's a kid to me.
Yeah.
Marissa, I like her. She's feisty. although she takes forever to get ready.
she showed us.
Forever. Right. She holds her own, and mm-hmm. and that's what I have. That's why I respect that she holds her own. Mm-hmm. She stands up. Stands up to Drita. She yeah. stands up to people, and you know what? Good for her.
Yeah, and you're good friends with Marissa. So how long has that friendship been?
I know her boyfriend very well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Did you meet him before her? Yeah.
I know him since he's really young. I met her recently, okay. and I clicked with her. Mm-hmm. And we, you'll see in the season, we share a really dear moment. Her dad had passed, oh. so we share something together, which made me feel extra close to her. Yeah. I think she's a good girl, and
she's hot.
Absolutely,
she's beautiful. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I know. Next time I go to the doctor, I'm gonna take her
picture. Is she from Staten Island?
She's
originally?
From Staten Island. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're all from Staten Island, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Did you go to TMZ today?
No, actually, there was a breaking story. I don't know what it was.
Oh, but okay, I work at TMZ. I don't even know what the breaking story was today.
She does.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but we had a reschedule.
Okay, because I said, were you supposed to come? They said, I don't know. Nobody told me. So, okay. So you didn't.
But we've been on Renee alert all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was Playboy Radio? How was that your experience there today?
Oh, my God. The girls got naked. I was covering my eyes. I was like, oh, my God.
It was. Well, don't get used to that, because in 2 months, they're not going to be naked.
I know, and I hope to end up there one day.
Ooh, yeah, you're really bold, sister.
I love it.
It's worse things you could look at.
Absolutely, like Britney's face. Anyway, sorry, that just fell out of my mouth.
No, that's for that shade.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I don't like the kid.
I love it.
Playboy Radio. You know what? I love to do Playboy Radio. It's always fun. It's exciting. And, you know, they get down to the nitty gritty. They ask questions. Mm-hmm. Some they shouldn't. But they ask them, and I answer as honestly as possible.
Well, you did mention something to them, how you see a wonderful change in you this season, and you say it's about time. So what do you mean by that?
Okay, right after I just said what I said about the kid, how much of a change could there possibly be? what I see in myself is I don't really care so much about the drama. If they want to kill each other, kill each other. I'm just going to sit back and watch. Oh, wait, that's mean. I'm not going to participate.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do, not participate. I think I stay as much out of it as I possibly can. It's not my fight. You know, if it's my fight, I'm going to fight it. It's not my battle this year.
So why don't we just quickly then talk about how Drita says that you're the culprit of the drama.
Well, she blames me for arguing with each and every girl, mm-hmm. Because I tell each and every girl how I feel about them. If that makes me the culprit, oh, well, I'm guilty. Oh, well, charge me. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to kiss you if I don't want to kiss you. I'm going to tell you I don't like you. All right, can we talk about it? And if we can make up over it, then that's great. Other girls, Drita, will kiss me hello, as you've seen in episode 2, and then call me a fake and a phony. And like I said, the only thing fake is my nose. So with that being said...
Never knew that.
Yeah. With that being said, she can... Whatever they want to say about me, they can. I don't care.
I don't know. It just breaks my heart to see this with Drita. Because mm-hmm. don't you feel like Drita's always been around and essentially you're like giving me a letter
like, what you're talking about?
Well, like, no?
Yeah. Well, I feel like there was yes, of course, there was drama between Drita and everybody else and you and everybody else. I mean everyone and everyone else, right? Yeah. But I want everyone to just come together in the end. I just feel like Drita's an original just like you are. And it makes the fans kind of sad to see this go down.
I will say that from viewer's
it's about time people see people for who they really are.
And that's important too, because I feel like as from a viewer standpoint, I think we're so surprised by it because it's the first time we've seen Drita in this sort of scenario.
Like, yeah. Yes. Well, like the first time VH1 has allowed you to see it.
See,
let me call it what it is, because I'm a little tired of it now. Okay, you've seen
please.
Me
it's after
at the you've seen me at my worst.
Yes.
Only me. You've never seen anybody else.
Right.
Like you've seen me. So mm-hmm. you know what? It's somebody else's turn.
And I was saying last week, as we were talking, that I don't know if you guys all agreed with me that we felt like Drita was really sitting out a lot, like trying to
put, oh, completely.
But we were wondering why. Like, why is she so clear of everybody? But then, you know, behind certain people's backs, there's
right,
an
like
issue.
Carla, for example.
Yeah.
Carla called into our show last week and we got to chat with her for a minute too. And we were kind of talking about Drita's lack of presence in you know, various scenes from this season and last season. So we were kind of wondering why.
I'm still confused about that, you know. And, again, I think that's something that Carla really should discuss. I think Drita is trying to avoid things so she doesn't have to be confronted with the truth.
Mm. Which is what Karen pretty much said tonight, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, did Drita actually go to the producers and try to get a higher pay grade? Because Carla was saying something that she backstabbed her by trying to get a higher pay grade.
Yeah, a little last conflict.
Season. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that means we're talking about my sister, so that's not for me to discuss.
Okay. The fans are saying you're a queen, by the way. They're saying they love you.
They didn't say drama queen?
No. They said they like the way that you're holding your own right now. They said you are owning it right now. But they want to know about Love. They said ask her about her Love interview.
Okay, so Love did an interview where she blamed me and the producers for the fight with Carla.
Okay.
Love admitted that because she was fired and had, excuse my language, a hard-on for my sister Jennifer. She took it out on me.
Wow.
So I don't have to set anybody up. And as in the scene, you see me helping Carla, you know, clean her wound afterwards. Yeah. That's just not me. If I want to have a fight, I'm going to pull your hair. You know what I mean? What happened with her and Love is between her and Love and nobody else.
Okay, I'm about to stir a pot right now.
Uh-oh.
Drita, did you see this part of the episode? Because you said you missed a little bit at the end when Drita and Brittany were working out together in Brooklyn.
No, I didn't see
it. Okay, so Drita says that she had to go back to school and then brings up you and Karen and says they didn't have to worry about that like I did. And she mentioned that Karen had a tanning bed or you had a tanning bed in their house and basically implied that, yes, you're drama lovers, but you didn't have to go through what she had to go through to rebuild when her husband went to jail.
Really? Because my husband's never given, my ex-rat husband
has never
given me a dollar in my life. So just, and my father's been in prison for 13 years. So she's not going to tell me I didn't go through hard times. I went through hard times. You want the truth? Yeah, there were food stamps. Yeah, there was health insurance. I'm not too proud to say it. So nobody is ever going to say I didn't have to go through what she did. And a tanning bed in my house, I only wish, okay?
Yeah, and then it was Karen with the tanning bed. Okay. But how did you guys feel about that comment? You remember when she said that, right?
You know what? That takes balls to say, honestly, that you didn't... That's some nonsense. Ask her. She had a great job in Saks, or I think it was Saks or Lord & Taylor as a makeup artist. Yep. So what do you mean you went back? Good for you. You went back to school. I wish I could have went back to school. I bought my high school diploma. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get back into school.
Right. So, I know that student loan debt. But what did you guys feel about that comment? Did you feel like she totally took a stab at them for really no reason?
Yeah. Well, I definitely think it shows her trying to distance herself from the situation now. Mm-hmm. You know, she's done it with Carla. She's done it with some of the other ladies. Now she's really taking that extra step back with Brittany, saying, "Oh, I'm so different than the other ladies. I struggled more. I did this or that."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about Brittany. Did you miss the flask? I can't talk. Maybe it's the wine. The flashback with Brittany. Basically letting you know when you guys were having a lunch out by the water in this episode that Drita said that about you being the one that, like, and that
I
made
that.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that made us mad, Brittany, because you're befriending Drita in the gym, and now...
She did tell me that Drita said that I'm the shit stirrer.
Meanwhile, she's working out with Drita in Brooklyn.
How about this? Yeah. I don't care. I hope the pot is really big. And when I stir very deep.
Yes, I love that.
However, nobody's better than me. And I'm not better than anybody else. But they could play with each other in the gym.
There you go. Well, it just threw me for a loop, right?
That made her look so ugly, though.
I'm a little insulted to turn around and say that she had to go through more because her husband went to jail. My father, my ex-husband, my brother-in-laws, everyone in my family went to jail. You can't tell me that I didn't struggle in my life.
I struggled mentally,
physically. I went through a lot. Forget money completely, but to be broken down emotionally. Mm. No, that was ridiculous.
How do you feel about the conversation that went down? I'm pretty sure you caught this earlier in the episode between Drita and Karen, and pretty much walking away from each other saying, this is it, Ben.
Well, I laughed when she goes, do you want to fight? Do you want to fight? I was like, yeah, hit her. I have to laugh this year. I just have to laugh because you're seeing things that you've never seen before. Yeah. You're seeing people confront others on situations that they've been hiding for so long. And for me, you know, knowing the truth that I do, it's laughable. It's laughable. Yeah. And you know what? They need to get in the schoolyard and just beat the shit out of them.
I'm over it. Yeah. Mm. So given the whole history of Mob Wives thus far, we came into Mob Wives with Karen and Drita reconnecting after a long time of not speaking. We've seen them be friendly over the many seasons, and now we're seeing them separate again. Do you think that it was very truthful and honest, their reconnecting during Mob Wives this far, or do you think it was more for show?
Oh, I don't think they've ever really been able to reconnect. I think it's very hard. Lee was Karen's boyfriend for 8 years. Drita married him. I think right there, I don't know many women that can be friends after
I'm not
that.
One of them.
You know, I know that Karen could care less about her husband, but I think that's an uncomfortable feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sit there and have lunch with the girl that was sleeping with my husband. Absolutely. And I tried. My ex-husband's girl, he would bring his girlfriends around. I'd look at them like, yeah, attempt to take my money. You know, I just feel that it was, no.
Dang.
I don't think.
Not an honest reconnection.
I really don't think so, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You tweeted today. You said, big things are happening for me in Hollywood.
Because she was coming on AfterBuzz.
Publicist is like, no.
she would dare tell AfterBuzz you've told them too much.
I wish I could share.
Well, all I know, can I say what I know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know a lot.
So you're safe.
I have something to tell you later. Okay, so I read that you have a new show coming, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Ooh, I hope so.
Okay.
I have, God has blessed me. I have things happening in my life that I'm really proud of. And
a part in a movie.
Oh, the part in the movie?
Yeah.
I'm working towards it. I don't know if I can do it because I'm not an actress.
You can do it!
No.
What role is it? I think you'd be fabulous.
The character is like me, so that's the only thing that's saving me. But I don't know how I feel about it just yet. I'm going to try.
You should totally try. What do you have to lose?
I have nothing to lose. I'm going to try, though. I'm not an
actress. Don't let your
anxiety
get you on this
one. I'm not
an
actress.
There are some really shitty actresses here in Los Angeles, and if they can book commercials and roles, you're fine, dude.
Listen, if I could threaten somebody and then I'll do it, you know what I mean?
There you go.
But whatever God has in store for me, I will definitely share with everyone.
Good. Well, then we're excited about
that. Yes.
Yeah. Would you ever do a book?
Yes, she has.
I have a cookbook called How to Use a Meat Cleaver.
Doesn't really sound like a book cookbook. I can't even talk.
It's a great cookbook. And then I have an erotic novel called Playing with Fire.
Oh.
Yes.
Don't deny that you're dating someone because you said that you were seeing someone that spoils you like a princess.
But that doesn't mean he's my boyfriend.
Of course not.
No, that just means he does what he's supposed to.
Good, because I can't find that anywhere here. Is he from
It's over already. All right.
Where was he from? Is he from New York?
No, he's not from here. And I don't do long distance. I don't do long distance. It doesn't work.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, food for thought. I just
keep it local.
Ask.
That's Renee's tip to dating.
You guys follow everything. Oh, man.
One more thing.
Shoot.
This isn't about you, but I want to know your opinion about it.
Okay.
So, Nat G... Actually, no, it was Alicia that posted this picture today with Angela and Nat G on her Instagram. What is that all about? Michael, please let her answer it.
I wish her health with her pregnancy.
G's pregnant?
From what I heard.
Or Alicia.
That's what I thought. No, not Alicia. That's what I heard.
Nat G's pregnant.
That's what I heard.
Interesting. With, she looks super tiny, though. Actually, no, her face looked a little swollen. And
oh, that's what I heard. I mean, okay, so I saw the picture of the three of them, but that's what I heard. So,
and she put a caption of the crying emoji, and she wrote, "Everyone's going to have a field day with this." Something along those lines. But I thought she meant that because everyone's going to be wondering why the three of them were together today.
The three of them, because they like to kiss Angela's ass.
I would kiss her ass, too.
I wouldn't kiss anybody's ass. I just send prayers. I don't need to kiss nobody's ass.
Prayers are the best thing that you can say
to
somebody.
Yeah, but why are you going
to
kiss somebody's ass for?
I don't know, because I love Big Ange.
But why would you kiss her ass? You could tell her, that you love her.
So good.
But you don't kiss, don't ever kiss nobody's
ass. I'll take it. I'll take your advice.
Lesson of the night.
Yeah, right?
That's what I heard. And if it's true, I do wish you the best.
Okay. Quickly, her cancer came back. So are you just in prayer for her?
Yes.
Everything good, good, yes. Good, good. All right, Renee, I think we've tortured you enough. I think we tortured you enough. This episode was great, though, right, guys? Do we have anything to add about the episode tonight that you guys wanted to touch on? Maybe just about Ange and her lawyer? And that sucks, man, because
that's the feds for you.
Yeah, the feds for sure. All right, well, we're going to have to say bye to Renee because we love her so much.
Bye!
Thank you so much for coming. Thanks for coming. We're going to give it up.
We love it. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for answering all of our questions.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it. We're quickly going to wrap this up with our predictions for next week. We'll start with Howard. Here we go.
All righty. So, for my predictions for next week, I wrote down that the sit down that all the ladies do in the little warehouse thing, which I'm living for.
It's so scary. Yeah. You have a warehouse.
I know, it's so serious.
It's so different. It's like a reunion.
It feels like I'm like in the mob life. Like I just love living through them.
Do you put on like a leather jacket, leather pants when you
walk? Don't tell nobody. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, I play the music and do my little walk in the intro. But I predict that's gonna be very, very long, very real. And pretty loud. I also predict that Melissa and Drita will form a friendship. I think
Marissa.
I think they're gonna form a friendship.
Prissy Missy.
Girl. They're gonna form a friendship. I can see that coming a little
Drita
bit.
Drita and Marissa.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to get new glasses.
Okay, that's it for my prediction.
Okay, Blake V, what you got for us?
Yes, so I am equally excited to view the sit down. It just looked amazing.
Appetizing. Makes you want to eat some prosciutto, some super side, grab a little mozzarella.
Yes, to all of this, and I'm also very intrigued by the party, Angela's 55th. Her cancer-free 55th party. It seemed so positive going in, and then shit kind of hit the fan. So
I can't believe Drita has the balls to even show up.
Drita.
That's her friend.
Karen was mixing it up, too, with an undisclosed person. I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah, that is insane.
It's going to be very interesting. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to see more fights. That's what I'm predicting is more fights, and that's the all drama. I want to see. Yes. That's what I love about the show.
My prediction is just, I think we're going to see, especially with this sit down in this crazy mob killing warehouse, just kidding, that Drita and Carla were really, I think, will be the focus of this conversation because I feel like this is what sparked all of this controversy.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
It's going to be good.
We'll have to see.
All right, you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Give it up for Renee one more time for being here in the studio.
Thank you.
I know we've done a ton of press here in Hollywood, but we appreciate you coming tonight. Everybody, where can we find you on the social media world?
Yes, you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Howard the 3RD.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And you guys can go ahead and find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards. Be sure to tune into TV, TMZ this week if you want to see me on cable news. All right, bye, guys. Give it up for Renee. Thanks, Renee, for coming here. And we'll see you next week. Tune in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.